Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
President Trump has always viewed himself as a tough-on-crime, law-and-order type, and yesterday he played the part, clearing peaceful protesters from a park in front of the White House before doing a photo op. He also threatened to send in the military to put down protests in cities, whether mayors and governors wanted troops there or not. Can he do that? Let's begin, though, with the president, the military, and, oh yes, the Constitution. Justin Levitt teaches constitutional law at Loyola Law School. He formerly served as Deputy Assistant Attorney General of the U.S. for Civil Rights. Thank you for joining us.
Of course.
So I seem to remember that there is a law, at least I thought there was, that prohibited the U.S. military from engaging in law enforcement activity on U.S. soil. But then I keep reading that there's this other provision of law that would allow President Trump to what? Dispatch the military as a law enforcement arm on U.S. soil?
In short, yes. Not to do ordinary law enforcement, but particularly to, as the Constitution puts it, suppress insurrections. So in times of serious civil disorder, there is a law dating back to 1792 called the Insurrection Act that allows the president to call out the military in order to deal with serious civil unrest. The caveat being that the president has to announce that he's doing it. That's meant to be a political check on just the wanton use of military power on American soil. And so far, the president has not made that declaration.
Do governors have to ask, or can a president just do it themselves?
A president can just do it himself. I will say that we've had some instances of that happening in the past, including at some points to enforce civil rights down in the South in the 60s, and in some cases to deal with riots elsewhere. It is far more usual for the president to seek state consent, including governors. And that's mostly because the people don't tend to like it when the president calls out the military. Across the board, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, law and order, or non-law and order, whatever that means, people don't tend to like the use of the military. And the military doesn't like being deployed in that way at all. They are far more comfortable in a combat situation, where they are fighting a foreign power overseas than they are in engaging in law enforcement activity. That's part of why they are themselves resistant to being called out, except in the most serious situations.
Okay, so again, to clear up any confusion, mostly my own, so how does this differ than the other law that I referred to when we began this segment, that I always thought prohibited the U.S. military from engaging in law enforcement activity? Is the key word here insurrection? Is that solely it?
That's basically it. That's right. The law that you're referring to is called the Posse Comitatus Act. That's the one that most people are very familiar with, and says the U.S. military shall not be used in law enforcement activity. except where otherwise authorized by Congress, where expressly authorized by Congress. It has to be abundantly clear that Congress has said it's okay, and there has to be a really, really clear establishment of, a really clear announcement that we are, in fact, using that capacity. It's meant to be a protection against law enforcement, against military drifting into a law enforcement role. That is, Congress has to be abundantly clear that there are particular circumstances when the president can use his power, and the president has to be abundantly clear that he is.
But again, to be very clear, but on this other act that goes back to the late 1700s,
there's Congress, your narrow exception.
Yeah, Congress has no role at all.
Congress has given its role away. And that's something that I think we have seen, it's come increasingly to our attention. So Congress has the power here. And if Congress decided to amend that statute, it could in a heartbeat. Along with so much else, Congress has given its regulatory power to presidential discretion. And a lot of people are questioning, not just now, whether that's appropriate. Once we get past the emergency of the moment, I think there's going to be, rightly, a lot of pressure on Congress to take some of the authority that the Constitution gives it back.
Justin Levitt teaches constitutional law at Loyola Law School, used to be Deputy Assistant Attorney General of the U.S. for Civil Rights.